There you go. That's 50 years of football in history just gone up the swanee. So where do Coventry City go from here? Let's talk to the club's interim chief exec, Tim Fisher, who's kindly joined us on the show. Tim, morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morning.
How are you feeling presiding over... I'm not overstating it, am I, if I say you're presiding over certainly one of the darkest days of the club's history?
Yes, I'd like to thank Jeff for his history lesson. This is a dark day, and has been the darkest weekend for me personally in my professional career. I'm not very proud of where we are. However, I'd rather not talk about history lessons. I'd like to talk about the future and how we get out of this.
I bet you will. I've got to ask you, though. Didn't you see it coming, being as there was no investment?
Shane, we have done what we could with the resources at hand. And post-Christmas, I think everybody would agree, there was a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. We had a number of performances, a number of results, which were a credit to the team. Our away form continued to dog the team, though. And, frankly, we failed. We got what we deserved, and that is relegation.
You had one or two injuries, or Andy Thorne had one or two injuries amongst the players, and it became clear that we hadn't got a squad. I mean, we just hadn't got enough players. We hadn't got enough players of quality. We hadn't got enough people that we could put out to field a side that could be competitive. And it all came down to one word, Tim. Money. Sisu haven't put the money in.
Well, that's Sisu's prerogative. They are the shareholder. And that is the way that they ordained that they wanted to take the club forward. As I say, the management team on the ground, and it's not just about Tim Fisher, it's about all the other people at the club who put in one hell of a shift this season, how we managed those monies as best we could. So, for example, I think you could argue that we brought in two very good players. We brought those players in on, frankly, next to nothing. So that's what gave us a chance, as I say. Devastated yesterday.
There's a rumour knocking about on Twitter, which I'm sure hasn't escaped your notice, and you were saying about, what's happened with Sisu and the fact that that's their prerogative not to put very much money into the club, but they're going to reap the rewards now. There's a rumour going around, an ugly rumour, saying that liquidation is on the horizon. What do you say to that?
I'm sorry, I don't follow Twitter. Who's put that message up?
This came from Andy Gray and Richard Keys.
Wow. Look, let's just get the conversation back on credible ground, should we?
So you're saying there is absolutely no credibility in that statement at all, no?
I don't even know what the statement is, so if you could repeat the statement, I'll tell you.
Well, they're saying that there's a rumour going around that the club are going to go into liquidation.
There's a rumour going around the club is going into liquidation. Well, certainly wasn't going into liquidation yesterday, and it's not going into liquidation today. And frankly, those types of rumours are less than helpful, because all that does is scaremonger. And we have enough of a challenge as it is without that type of communication, let's say.